Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the new moon that's coming up on February 9th, 2024. So we're going to take a look at each life path number to see what energies may surface around this illumination and see how to best work with them. Of course, before we do that, just want to mention that this is a general reading. If you would like a personalized reading where we take a look at your own personal numerology, I would love to work with you. You can book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. All right, let's get into it. Life path 33-6. So you all are going to be working with the energy of the 34-7 and white peacock energy. So I love the seven energy coupled with the peacock energy, the white peacock energy, because anytime we have an animal that comes through that's white, oftentimes it signifies some kind of greater spiritual alignment or spiritual evolution or awakening to some degree. And the seven in numerology is the mystic, the seer. It's a very psychic energy. So a lot of times when we're moving through a seven cycle, the veil is a bit thinner. We have greater access to our higher consciousness, our higher self. Greater messages can come through, greater inspirations and ideas. So this can be, for some of you, especially around a new moon, a very spiritual time, right? So where a lot of insights and deeper understandings or deeper awareness about self, about life, about your place in this world, all of the things. A lot of times when we move through a seven cycle, it can bring about the bigger questions or the bigger answers to our bigger questions. So it's very likely, because again, this is happening around a significant moon cycle, right? A new moon. That deep insights about self, about others, about the world, about the universe can come through for you right now, especially with white peacock coming through. Because there's definitely with white peacock, this element of expansive thinking, but it goes beyond the mind. It's something bigger than self that we are a part of. And white peacock brings us into communion with whatever that is, right? Whatever we need to learn through the experience. So in the seven is very similar in that way as well. The seven is the bridge between the spiritual and the physical, or the ethereal, or the metaphysical and the physical. So this can be a very, a beautiful time for spiritual awakening, greater spiritual awareness, connectivity, also greater self-discovery, which is ultimately the goal of a seven cycle. I would say pay attention to your body at this time. Your holistic self, right? If you feel called to be a little bit more secluded, or, take some more ample time for solitude, honor that. Be sure you honor that, because that alone time is what allows us to sort of move through everything, right? To go deeper, to really work through the internal, whatever's happening internally. We need that time for solitude, that time for, to be with ourselves, to be able to work through that. So you might feel called to be a little bit more of a hermit during this period, for the couple of weeks around this new moon. And that's totally fine. If you feel called to do that, definitely create your own little sanctuary and immerse yourself in it so that you can go deeper into self. I would also say around, with this cycle, be careful about overanalyzing situations, overanalyzing your thoughts, because with the seven energy, it can be a very grounded, heavy energy at times, and it can be very mental. So we can be very in the mind and overanalyze, right? So we can create that loop. We can create where it just becomes, we get stuck. We get stuck in that. So too many thoughts, right? Too much, it becomes very convoluted. So I would say be careful of being overly analytical around this time. And truly, this energy, the 34-7 and white peacock, are absolutely pushing you to be more intuitive. Let me say it this way, to follow your intuition, right? I'm sure you're very, as a 33-6, you're very intuitive, right? very sensitive. But the seven energy is pushing you to follow that intuition, like really truly follow that guidance and trust it. Not second guess it, not go back on yourself when things don't turn out exactly as you expect them to, or maybe even wanted them to, but truly trusting yourself. This, anytime we go through a seven cycle, we will likely face some kind of challenge or test that pushes us back to ourselves, to trust ourselves in making decisions. So, or even about anything, right? Trust your gut. And I would definitely say do that with these big, high vibrational energies that you're going to be working with around this new moon. The other things I would say about this is, again, this is an energy that's more philosophical and introspective. So, you know, and pushing you to be intuitive and follow that intuition. So I would say really pay attention to and trust what comes in for you around this time for sure. Like I wouldn't be surprised with this being a new moon and white peacock and the seven energy, if big aha moments come in for you, or big inspiration, or those, you know, or major clarity to some of the areas where that have been a little hazy, all of that could come in now. But your job is to trust it, to truly trust the messages that are coming through, even if they're more metaphorical and not and don't seem clear at first. You know, even if you have to write it down and come back to it, just pay attention to what comes through for you around this new moon, because I think it has the potential to clear up a lot, maybe not initially, but as you move forward. And I would say definitely just trust yourself. The other thing I would sort of not warn against, but just say be aware of, is that under the 34 energy, there can be sort of an impatience or impulsivity or recklessness. And I would say just be careful about being too hasty or too impulsive when it comes to whatever it is that you're pursuing, whatever it is that you're trying to complete. You could also see under this energy that the pursuits that you've been sort of trying to complete, you know, come to completion now, right? Come to fruition. And you could see the rewards come in for that as well. Which will be in direct proportion to the effort that you've put forth. So if you put in a lot of effort, you likely will see great rewards at this time. If you've sort of not put in so much effort, you'll still see rewards, but they'll be in direct proportion. But this period definitely sets the wheels in motion, right? So for progression, for sort of bringing all things to their designated completion cycle that are ready to be completed, right? So you could also see some things fall away now that are no longer serving, that have reached their expiration date. But you will know because you will feel it, because it will be part of that intuitive process. So again, I say with these very strong sort of more spiritual connectivity type of energies coming through, like White Peacock and the Seven, really, truly, if you haven't heard anything that I've said in this entire reading, just hear this. Pay attention to your gut instinct. Pay attention to your intuition, to any of the messages that come in that feel like they're coming from your soul, because you can absolutely trust them. And you will likely find that you'll be put in situations where you need to follow your intuition. You might be have like information overload, where so much information is coming in and you feel overwhelmed. And that is truly pushing you to acknowledge the information that's coming in, take note of it, but come back to yourself before you make the final decision. So beautiful energy, 33 sixes. I hope it's a wonderful new moon. Take care. Bye for now.